problem, but I'm just glad to be here. Most of you know about my problem, 4 months in a nursing home and all this, and had a stroke, all this stuff. I got leukemia. So anyway, it's good to be here. Amen. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4. And let's study this out tonight. This will be a blessing to you. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. Hebrews 4:13. I've never tried to be anybody else, so I'll just be Gil Hawks. I speak a little slower than I used to. I don't think as fast as I used to. I pray for your pastor. I had some mini strokes and all that stuff too. So anyway, it's just good to be here. So I'm not going to tell you all my problems. If I do, it'll get you down. So I'm glad to be able to come out here tonight and preach to you tonight. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. Now we're going to title this tonight, Finding Help in Time. Folks, if there's ever we need help from God, it's today, isn't it? It sure is. Hebrews 4 verse 14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest, I like that right there, that is passed into the heavens, who is that? Jesus, the Son of God. Amen? Let us hold fast our profession. Now, verse 15 says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points, tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Now, you and I have sin, but he never had sin. But listen to verse 16. That's the verse we'll really be breaking down, because it's a blessing in that verse. If you notice, it says verse 16, let us therefore come boldly. Where? Unto the throne of grace. Why? That we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That word help means to give assistance to. It means to give relief to change for the better. One that helps. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for the church here, Lord, these people that's here tonight. We pray, Lord, when we leave here tonight, we say it's good to be in God's house. Surely, Father, tonight our hearts are heavy because of the pastor. Lord, I'm glad he's out of the hospital. But, Lord, we just pray for him and his wife. Lord, touch his body. Lord, surely you can. You're the great physician. Sometimes the doctors don't know what to do, but God, you are the great physician. Lord, it's because of you. Because I'm here tonight. And thank you for that. Bless Brother Bill and these others tonight. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Now, as we look into the scripture here, I just read, and again, it's a blessing in there, and especially verse 16, you will see that the writer of Hebrews had said something about the finding help in time of need. Now, let us consider tonight some ways of finding help. Number one, the avenue through which we can obtain help. Prayer. Folks, I've said many times, I'm so glad that a lot of people was praying for Gil Hawks. That's brought me where I am tonight, through prayer. And we know he does answer prayer. And we see verse 16, it says, let us come boldly. How? Boldly. Where? Unto the throne of grace. I enjoy going into heaven and talking to my Heavenly Father. You know that? That's what we do. You know what we do when we pray? I pray for myself first. You say, preacher, we need to pray for others. No, you know why I pray for myself first? I got to get myself right with God before I can enter into the throne room and talk to him. Maybe something in my life. I say, God, forgive me for doing this. Forgive me. I got to get forgiven so I can talk to him in order to pray for you. Amen? And you can say amen if you want tonight. Oh, me, what you want to do. It ain't going to hurt me a bit. But I'm going to give you the message, and I believe tonight it'll be a blessing too. We see that word again, the avenue through which we can obtain help. prayer. Now, that word obtain, if you notice in there, may obtain mercy. That word obtain means to acquire something. To acquire something means to assume or get, receive, come by gain, have secure. But that word prayer, what is prayer? It's an earnest or urgent request. Folks, I have earnest and urgent requests many times. We have one right here now at your church. It's for your pastor. I've known Brother Don for years and years and years. And Brother Don is a good pastor for you. Back him up. Pray for him. And he needs help. Back him up. And surely his wife, my wife's here tonight, and she went through a whole lot when I've been sick, and surely she can feel for Brother Don's wife. So we need to pray for both of them. So anyway, prayer should be practiced daily by God's people. Lots of times we just wait till we're in trouble to pray, right? Or we're somebody in trouble. No, we need to pray daily. You don't have to turn to these scriptures tonight unless you love to. But Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10 said, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled down again. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime." Now, if you notice, it said, as he did aforetime, that means he's been going there every day at that time. It didn't mean he just since they signed a death warrant almost that he went to pray. He went there and prayed three times a day with his face towards Jerusalem like it had been aforetime. So he's been praying. Psalms chapter 5 and verse 3, it says, "My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayers unto thee, and will look up again." He's the one that can help. Prayer brings us great blessings from God. Prayer is something we need. Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3. The Bible says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shall show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Folks, prayer can be hindered by the life of God's people, you see. That word hindered means to be or get in the way of. Sometimes I pray and my prayer don't seem to get nowhere. You say, why? There may be something I've done or said or something I need to get forgiveness of. That's what I said. I need to get right myself before I pray to him. It can be hindered. That word hindered means to block or hamper or prevent. To stop, let me give you scripts. Sometimes I can't talk plain. Bill, I need a glass of water. That's what I need. You got to eat a little water. I should have told you that. When I get dry, I'll take pain medicine, and I dry out real fast. Because I want you to get this message tonight. Now, again, Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 1. It says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear." Verse 2 has a word there, but "your iniquity have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." So again, see, we need to make sure. If you pray and things don't seem to get through, ask God, "God, where's the problem? Help me point the problem out. I can ask forgiveness so I can be in fellowship with you again, that I can pray." So you see, it's very important, again, to be able to pray. Number one, the avenue which we can obtain help. But let me give you number two, what God gives to help us along the way. What God gives us to help along the way. Number 16, you see that word grace. Grace. Grace is unmerited favor from God to man. And thank God tonight for that amazing grace. We always sung, everybody knows amazing grace, right? Because of him, because of amazing grace, is because you're here tonight. Now, we see the grace of God makes us what we are. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10, the Bible says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. A lot of times we hear people getting in trouble having things. You know what I say? It's by the grace of God, it's not me. Sometimes, you know, you see people getting things. Don't say, well, I'm better than they are. I'm glad that it's by the grace of God, it wasn't you. Brother Bill, many times we see people go wrong and they say, well, look at that. You know, we need to praise the God. Thank you. That's not me, but the grace of God. That's not me. Now, let me read this 1 Corinthians 15:10. Again, he says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Also, the grace of God teaches us in our Christian life. Thank God that he goes everywhere with me. The Holy Spirit, when we get saved, he comes in there and dwells with us. And he leads us and guides us. Sometimes we go down the road of life and things we do or say things, maybe treat somebody wrong. And the Holy Spirit, we grieve him. All at once he said, you need to get forgiveness. I remember there was an older preacher years and years and years ago. One of the older preachers, I forget right offhand, Spurgeon, I'm thinking it was, said he started to cross a road. And he just stopped in the middle of the road and started bowed his head and started praying. And the man said, hey, come on, Doc Bach, you need to get out of the road. He said, why'd you stop in the middle of the road? Spurgeon was a great man of God, right? You know, he said, I had an evil thought. And I had to stop right there and ask God to forgive me. So you see, the great men of God, we're all sinners, just sinners saved by grace, right? I'm glad of that tonight. The grace of God teaches us in our Christian life. It teaches. Now, the word teaches means to enable us to understand. It means to enlighten us or edify. It means to improve or guide. It means to train. Titus 2 and 11, the Bible says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Verse 12 says, teaching us that. Now we're talking about teaching. That means to enable us to understand. Teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. But I like this verse 13. It says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of times today, a lot of Christians are not looking for his return. Did you know that? There's a lot of Christians that are not looking for his return. And if it's ever a time we as Christians need to get close to God, get right with him, it's now. Because, friends, I'm not afraid, but I believe he's coming back soon, the way this world is shaping up. Because the Bible says it's going to get worse. If it don't get worse, I'm reading the wrong Bible tonight. Teaching us, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteous, and godly in this present world. Well, again, let me read 13. Looking for that blessed hope. For I'm looking for Jesus to return in a minute. I'm looking for him to come back in a second. I'm expecting the rapture of the church to take place in a moment. You say, why? What? A whole lot's got to happen. There's nothing in the Bible that has to be fulfilled to keep Jesus coming back tonight. Forgive me sometime. I get all ahead of myself. But, you know, the world today is not expecting the rapture. They make fun of the rapture. You know, the fact is, Hollywood people now, if you notice, they're getting in on this about Jesus, and they're making fun of Jesus. They're making fun of God. And surely, God's going to take so much, and after a while, God says, son, go get your children. That's what I'm waiting for. God, when he goes in there and says, son, go get your children. Now, who is that? It's you and I. It's the saved people. And folks, when he says, come up hither, it's not going to take long. Somebody says, I'd like to be at the graveyard and say hi to my granny. Folks, he's going to help them so fast. You won't be able to say hi to anybody. You won't even be able to see him. So it sounds good. It sounds good. Oh, I'd love to be out there and watch my granny when he's coming out. Good Christian. in the twinkling of an eye, they'd never see him, right? We should be changed. That's another message. But let's go on. The grace of God is sufficient for us along the way. Thank God it's by the grace of God I'm where I am tonight. It's by the grace of God that you're here tonight. I know Brother Benny and all these, but thank God we're going to see him again. But we see that word sufficient. Now, what does it mean? Being as much as is needed. You know, a lot of time we get a lot of things we want, but we don't really need, right? Are y'all like that? Don't we get things we want, and then you get it, and you say, well, I didn't need that. Huh? You don't do that. No, I do that. But let's see what that word sufficient means. It means enough. It means adequate, ample, satisfactory. Let me give you a scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Who did he say that to? Old brother Paul. Old brother Paul had a thrown in the flesh. He asked God three times. And he said, I'm not going to take it out. But he said that, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Look at what Paul said. He said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, in what's wrong with me. Why? That the power of God or Christ may rest upon him. Also, we see here now why we go to God for help. Why do we go to God for help? Verse 16, because of our need. Need means to be without. You know, a lot of times we say, well, we need this, need that. Well, if you need something, it means you're without. You don't have it. You lack it. We don't want it. We're short. We found wanting. Catch short. Number one, needs are sometimes denied. Now, why? Why? James chapter 4 and verse 3 tells us. He says, you ask and receive not. You ask and receive not. Why? Because you ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Now, that word amiss, A-M-I-S-S, it means out of proper order. We did not come to him in the right order. Not in perfect shape means faulty, in an improper or defective, unfortunate, or mistaken way. And that word lust means to have an obsessive desire or strong longing for it. It means to crave or covet. It means to hunger, hanker for. It means to want or wish or yearn, really. So again, needs are sometimes denied. Also, I'm glad needs are supplied. The word supplied means to make available for use. It means to provide, doesn't it? Philippians 4:19, we all know that verse. It says, but my God, I like that word, my God. You know, when you say my, you know what that means? Personally. You go to a banker, you go in there and serve somebody, a doctor, my doctor, that's my doctor, it means personally. Well, right here it says, but my God shall, and that word shall means definitely will, okay? We need to study sometime. We like to study words. It says, but my God shall. That word shall again means definitely will. It doesn't say he might, but it says he will. God shall supply all your need. If you notice, it says need, singular, not plural. You know, when it comes down to a time that you need something, I believe he takes care of that need. Amen? I've seen that happen in my life, surely. And we see right here again, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That word need again means to be without. It means to want or be sure, be found. Again, number one, the avenue through which we can obtain help, prayer. Prayer is very important. There's been a lot of people praying for me. There's people praying for Brother Don right now. when Brother Bill called me the other night, I have a brother named Don, and I didn't catch on his voice. My wife said, somebody wants you, when they said his brother Don's not feeling good. So I got a brother in Mount Air named Don. So they kind of said, wait a minute, I hadn't heard nothing. What's wrong with him? Then he told me, brother, be a preacher there, so surely we need to pray for him. I'm glad that we have someone that can help in time of need. Aren't you glad of that? A lot of time, you know, people don't realize how strong prayer is. Prayer gets God's attention, and that's why we need to pray. But you know what? We need to ask God, say, God, is there anything in my life that is hindering me to prayer, through prayer, praying for somebody? I know there's a lady years and years and years ago, and she said this. She said, Brother Gil, says, I've been praying for my son for 25 years to get saved. This is years ago. And she said, I'm tired. He hadn't got saved. I'm just going to quit praying for him. I said, no, don't you quit praying for that man. Don't you quit praying. And we were talking to her later the other night. Folks, we need to continue praying. But I found out how we need to pray. A lot of time we pray, Lord, keep him from getting drunk. You know what? I have a brother. I'll just share this myself with me. We had a brother. My mother died, so something happened. We never even knew what happened to him. 16 years, he hadn't talked to any of us. And I've been praying all along, Lord, touch his heart. Lord, touch his heart. Folks, if you get your heart right, everything else falls in line. Well, not too long ago, I say 3 months, 4 months ago, he called my sister and hadn't talked to him. He said, I just want to get together with y'all. Let's talk. So he's talking to all of us now. Why? He got in church, got his heart right with God. He's singing in church and all. He got his heart right. So when he got his heart right, he had to make other things right. So you see, that's what, pray God touch their heart. I learned that a long time ago, and God heard and answered prayer. That's the way I told my brother and sister. I said, I prayed all along, God touch my brother's heart. Folks, that's the way we need to pray for one another. Surely they're sick and all, and of course when they're sick, but if people today, if they get their hearts right with God, oh, it makes a difference. And that's why really we need to pray. That I'm glad tonight that person is Jesus. He's the one that's singing songs a while ago, and I'm glad to hear her sing again. I've heard her here before. But you take a song, I'm depending on Jesus. Folks, in these last days, I've learned to depend on Jesus. A lot of times you don't pay any attention to the songs until you come down and really need him, right? I almost died. The doctor said we almost lost and all that, but that's behind. Also that song, No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus. Amen. Folks, he loved Gil Hawks enough that he came down here and died on the cross for my sins. He died for the whole world. That included me. Amen? Anyway, there's another song, He's All I Need. Folks, if we ever realize, He's all I need. So many times we think we all need all these other things, you know. But you know what? If we got Jesus, you got everything. Amen. It's good to be here tonight. And I was just telling bro that I thought it would be good to close out around the altar and pray for your pastor. Pray for me. But especially pray for Brother Don. Again, Brother Don needs our prayers. And we have him on the prayer list at church now. He needs our prayers, and surely I know his church here needs to pray for him. So let's come down. I don't know your heart tonight. I don't know what you stand in need of. But just bring it to the Lord in prayer tonight. He knows what you stand in need of. And let's come down and pray tonight and ask God to touch Brother Donald.